coming of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the believers were in the upper room praying. Suddenly, they heard a loud noise. It sounded like a violent storm coming out of heaven and filling the room. They saw what looked like fire, which separated and settled on each of them. Instantly, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and started speaking in different languages. People from the city heard about this and went to see what was happening. Among them were Jews from many different countries who spoke different languages. Still, they heard the apostles speaking in their native tongue. They said, "How is this possible? These men can't speak our language. They're from Galilee. Yet, we're hearing them in our national language." Others said, "Oh, they're just drunk." Peter stood up in front of them and said, "These men aren't drunk. This is what the prophets of old talked about. They said God would pour out his Spirit upon common people. You saw the miracles of Jesus. Still, you crucified him, nailed him to the cross, and put him in the grave. But we're witnesses that God raised him from the dead. He's alive. Right now, he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he has sent us his Holy Spirit. This is what you're seeing. Now, understand what I'm saying. You crucified Jesus, but God highly exalted him and made him Lord and Christ." The people said, What you're saying is true, but what can we do? Repent, and we'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. Once you've received forgiveness for your sins, God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. That day, the apostles baptized those who received the message. The number of believers grew to over 3,000 people. They stayed together so they could learn from each other and from the apostles. The disciples did many miracles and wonders, and the number of believers grew day by day. They dedicated themselves to prayer, to eating the Lord's Supper, and spending time with each other.